Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mrs. Huff's Book Talk podcast. I have been enjoying doing the weekly book talks in class, but it struck me this week that it might be better for you all to listen to them when you are at home, and that way you can learn more about the books you're interested in than I really have time to share in class. Plus, you will be able to link to resources to purchase the books or learn more about them. So, I decided to create a regular podcast about books you might be interested in. I can't promise lots of bells and whistles at first because I'm still learning my way around digital audio, but soon this might actually be really cool to listen to, although I'm not making any promises. This week I want to tell you about two books. You've probably heard about Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and its companion Through the Looking Glass, but have you read them? Well, if not, you're in for a treat. Lewis Carroll, the author, was a mathematician who wrote the stories to amuse his friend's daughter, Alice Liddell. He was born Charles Lutwidge Dodson in England in 1832. Alice's Adventures in Wonderland tells the story of Alice, who's bored with reading her book. After all, it doesn't have any pictures. And she decides to follow a rabbit into a hole underground where she meets the strangest creatures and the most fantastic characters in all of literature. Some of them you've heard of, such as the Mad Hatter and the March Hare or the Queen of Hearts, or even the smiling Cheshire Cat who disappears, leaving only his smile. This book is often called a children's book, but if you want my opinion, I think younger children might not get a lot of the subtle and absurd humor in the book. And I think it's just right for teen and adult readers. And here's how the book begins. Alice was beginning to get very tired of sitting by her sister on the bank and of having nothing to do. Once or twice she had peeped into the book her sister was reading, but it had no pictures or conversations in it. And what is the use of a book, thought Alice, without pictures or conversations? So she was considering in her own mind, as well as she could, for the hot day made her feel very sleepy and stupid, whether the pleasure of making a daisy chain would be worth the trouble of getting up and picking the daisies, when suddenly a white rabbit with pink eyes ran close by her. Alice's Adventures in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass would be really good for the students in the hero class to read for the final project we've been discussing in class. Another book I want to tell you about is a young adult historical fiction novel called The Coffin Quilt, and it's by an author named Anne Rinaldi. Have you ever heard of the Hatfields and the McCoys? They carried on a bloody feud, not unlike the Montagues and the Capulets of Romeo and Juliet or Grangerfords and Shepherdsons of Huckleberry Finn, but the difference is that they were real. And the story of their feud has fascinated generations of people from all walks of life, from historians to cartoon makers to English teachers like me. The feud's origins go back to the Civil War, and when Harmon McCoy was killed by some members of the Hatfield family while on leave from the war. It escalated when Floyd McCoy's pigs were allegedly stolen by the Hatfields. However, Floyd McCoy was unable to prove his case. The feud reached a head when Handsome John's Hatfield eloped with Rosanna McCoy, a true Romeo and Juliet of the Appalachians. One could argue their story ends even more sadly, but I won't ruin the book for you. The story is told from the viewpoint of Fanny McCoy, who is the youngest child in the McCoy family. She begins like this. Today they hanged Ellison Mounts. He was a halfwit, and his people are dirt poor and simple, but he didn't deserve to die. I know it, and some others do too. But when they put Ma on the witness stand at his trial, they shut her up. Said she still wasn't right in the head after what had happened to her. The prosecuting attorney even called Ma a liar, and I thought Pa would shoot him on the spot. And they sentenced the halfwit Mounts to death then and there for what happened the night the Hatfields gang attacked our house and did the killings. Doesn't that sound like a great book? It's one of my favorites. Anyway, if you're interested in either one of these books, you can borrow them from my classroom library or you can purchase them from the links I provided. Happy reading!